getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And a big howdy hi, everybody. We're back again with another edition of the Oompa Hour. Yep, it's an hour of great old-time music here on the Oompa Hour. It's Tim's Oompa Hour, actually. If you need to find it on Facebook, that's a key element. Tim's Oompa Hour is what you look for on Facebook. But we'll talk about that later. I just thought I'd be all formal and technically correct here as we get the show rolling for another week already. Can you believe it? If you just stumbled upon us, that's what we do. Old-time records played on the show right here live on a turntable. A couple of turntables, actually. Right through the whole show. We never played digital music or CDs or any of that. So if you got a group didn't make a record, they're not on the Oompa Hour. Let's start out with Stan Wallowick and his polka chips. This is the My Baby Polka. Baby Polka, Stan Wallowick and his polka chips there here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, spinning old-time polka, waltz, and whatever records here on the show like we do every week. Glad to have you along with us again. Fiddle alert, we have E.J. Hopkins over here on the other turntable doing up the Julita Polka. Thank you. right, the record says E.J. Hopkins, whoever that may be. Obviously, Mr. Hopkins. Perhaps Mrs. Hopkins. We really don't know. The Julieta Polka there. What does it say on here? Stoneway Records out of Houston, Texas. All right. Well, that makes more sense, as it's a traditional tune and plays for 1:48. That's kind of short. They could have made a longer record. I would have been okay with that. Anyway, continuing on here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, remember, you can get in touch with the Oompa Hour if you want to make a request or whatever. There's three ways. There's phone. There's the hotline. 218-259-2985. We'll get a message to the Oompa Hour. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Or you can Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. All those ways. We'll get your message to me one way or the other as I'm sitting here doing this. Of course, I'm probably not live where you're hearing the show right now because we're played on a lot of different radio stations and webcasts and things like that, all at different times on different days. So it's kind of a crapshoot, but you can always leave a message or send an email or whatever. Now, this next record, I'm always kind of torn about playing this one on the show, but every few months I like to pull it out. Bobby Vinton, of course, was known as the Polish Prince, did a lot of pop hit records and a lot of great polka records. My Melody of Love was probably one of his biggest, and this particular one he did, boy, I already put it on the turntable, so I can't read the year, but it had to be late 70s, early 80s, when disco was the thing. And Bobby Vinton was like, maybe we can make polka and disco come together into one song that will appeal to a broader audience. And I've never really seen anyone try to polka to this one, but it is the disco polka, and this is so late 70s, early 80s disco with the special effects and stuff, but you try it out, see if you like to polka to this one, and then let me know, huh?
Come on and disco polka. Come on and disco.
I could see in my mind, I could envision a floor full of polka dancers actually pulling that off. Bobby Vinton there and the Disco Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Your old-time oldies show, old-time music, what it's about, especially when it comes off phonograph records, because that's all you ever hear on this show is actual phonograph records, an amazing and wonderful thing, I'm telling you right now. What was I going to say? Hey, how many of you have been to the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin? I did not see many of you raising your hands. You need to put this on your list of things to do, things to see, places to visit. You know, make a bucket list of places you want to go, and you want to put that on there. Because it is. It's in Superior, Wisconsin. It's pretty darn cool. Over 1,400 accordions, concertinas, and instruments of that ilk on display for your perusal and examination. They have a vast collection of memorabilia, music, paperwork, supplies, advertising. They have a gift shop. They have concerts. They have a gorgeous concert hall. They have jam sessions. They have workshops. They have the one of the world's only accordion concertina repair and technician school that you could find out more about. You could be like the guy that repairs accordions in your entire quadrant of the country. It's an amazing thing. Check it out. They're online, by the way, worldofaccordions.org. You can see a lot of pictures, find out a lot more about it. And, put it on your agenda. They're right there, Superior, Wisconsin, which is a pretty cool place to visit, too. So check it out. All right, back to the tunes. Don Peachy and the orchestra over here on turntable number one. And I think this actually technically would meet our waltz requirement for the day. Here's thanks for a wonderful evening. Peachy and the orchestra, and I believe that's Janie singing with him there. Thanks for a wonderful evening here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show that fulfills our minimum required one waltz per show, but there may be another one coming up. Right now, it's Jimmy Maupin and his orchestra. This is the Valley Spring Polka. Hey! Is the Spring Valley Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Jimmy Maupin with his orchestra and just polkaing on today. I don't know. I feel like I'm rolling the tunes and I have nothing wise to tell you or anything to complain about this week. What is the deal with that? My daughter's going camping for 3 days. We're babysitting. And our grandson is 11 months old. And he's right on the verge of where he's going to be walking, but not quite. He's where he'll be like hanging on to something and he'll let go and he'll realize suddenly that he's standing and he'll either like maybe take a half a step or he'll grab on or he'll just fall on his butt and then crawl away. So, and I'm worried though, because I'm thinking maybe, well, he's with us now for the next 3 days while she's on a camping trip. Perhaps he's going to walk for the first time and she's going to miss it. See, that'll teach you to go camping when you got little kids. You don't want to miss that stuff, man. Okay, back to the polkas. Lil Wally. This is an old Lil Wally record, because most of them say like Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys Orchestra or Lil Wally and the World's Greatest Polka Band or whatever. This one is simply Lil Wally. And it's not often you hear Lil Wally do a standard, a polka standard that just about every band has ever done. Here's Lil Wally. This is Roll Out the Barrel, of course.
Now's the time to roll the barrel, for the gang's all
And I don't know who those other guys are because they're not listed on the record. It's just Lil Wally and Roll Out the Barrel Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. And now, what do you do with songs? It's not a polka, it's not a waltz, not a schottische, but it's definitely an old time record because it's a standard that I'm sure you have all danced to at some point, and it's performed with trumpets and accordions in your typical old-time band. The Florian Shimoleski Orchestra is how this record is credited, and everybody's probably danced to Prez Prado and his orchestra doing this one, but this is a great one, too. Here's the Shimoleski Orchestra and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White.
Thank you.
There you have it, the Florian Shimoleski Orchestra with Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. It wasn't a polka, but I saw you dancing anyway, so not a problem. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, spinning old-time records for you. Kenny Bass and his orchestra, and that throws me off now because I'm used to saying Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. And I wonder if it's the same. See, this is an older Kenny Bass record. This probably goes back to the 50s. And I wonder if he didn't call the band the Polka Poppers until later. See, so you never know. You got to really study the lineage of a good old time band. But anyway, it is Kenny Bass and just his orchestra. Here's the Dancing Doll Polka. Kenny Bass and the orchestra there, the Dancing Doll Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. I know it's not really yours. You're not here. You're not doing the work. But, hey, we're doing it for you. And and you can certainly call in a request or email in a request or Facebook in a request. So feel free. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, via email at oompahour@mail.com. I always have to think about that for a second. And you call, too. Leave a message if you have a request or whatever. 218-259-2985 is the official hotline, we're calling it. Pala Brothers Orchestra over here at turntable number 2, the Hoopla Skirt Polka.
Did you see the latest style from Old Gay Party? Where the girls are wearing skirts high above the knee, 7 inches above the knees, this is quite the view. Even in Old Gay Party, this is something new. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from Old Gay Party. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from Old Gay Party. Chicago and New York, you can also see that the girls start wearing skirts like in Gay Party. Everybody is so pleased with this latest style. Even Grandpa stops and looks with a great big smile. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I like to see. all the girls in hoopla skirts from Old Gay Paris. Ooh la la goes Grandpapa, this I love to see. All the girls in hoopla skirts from Old Gay Paris.
They have the Pala Brothers and Hoopla Skirts Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's Roll Time Oldies Show. Now we're digging out an oldie here. I don't know how old of an oldie it is, but it's in mono, and it predates zip codes. I have the Horse Gate Polka on Soma Records, which is out of Minneapolis. And a lot of people don't know it, but Soma Records, they made a lot of records back in the 50s and 60s. And they were actually, the record company was owned by a guy named Amos. And the record company, the record label, is his name backwards. Amos backwards is Soma, the Soma Record Company. Anyway, with that, Jerry Dostal and the orchestra, here's the Horse Gate Polka. Jerry Dostal and the orchestra, that's the Horse Gate Polka, and apparently the horse in the record is not credited anywhere on the label, because I don't see him mentioned on here anyway. Here we are in the middle of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I just love this next record. It's just a cute record, and I don't know that you want to dance to it, but you probably want to turn it up and listen to it, because it is ridiculously silly. Here's Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, and I Can't Change It.
Now I know a lot of lazy men, you meet them every day. They never have a penny, always stony broke, they say. With me it's just the other way, I am a man of biz. I always have a dollar in my pocket and here it is. But I can't change it, I can't change it. The reason why I'll let you know is one I made myself, and so I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I hope to cheat a blind man in the sweet by and by. Now I was invited to a wedding down the street across the way. I went into a clothing store for a new hat yesterday. I found the one I wanted and the premises I quit. But when I come to try it on, the darn thing wouldn't fit. But I can't change it, I can't change it, 'cause when the shopman turned his back, I stole a KD from the rack. And I can't change it, no matter how I try, for I'd be on the stone pile in the sweet by and by. Now I thought that I'd get married like a lot of you foolish men. I found a girl and bought the ring, got married there and then. But when the thing was over, I was taken down a peg. Her hair, her eyes, her teeth were false, and she wore a wooden leg. But I can't change it, I can't change it. It was quite a surprise to me, half a woman and half a tree. But I can't change it, no matter how I try. But I'll chop her up for kindling in the sweet by and by. Say, my mother-in-law came to visit us for just a little while. You see, there was a reason on her face, she wore a smile. A baby girl was born to us, much happiness and joy. But just like Eddie Cantor, what we wanted was a boy. But we can't change it, we can't change it. I called the doctor from his bed, the doctor only shook his head. We can't change it, no matter how we try. But we hope to have a dozen in the sweet by and by.
Cousin Fuzzy with the Doughboys. And that one comes around every few months, too. And I can't change it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And what do we have over here? The John Jeske Band is what we have. And this is simply titled A Good Old-Fashioned Polka.
To hear a good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka will play the music loud and clear. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. Sing a good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. Have a fling or do your thing. A good old-fashioned polka. A good old-fashioned polka. We'll be right back.
the John Jeske Band, and a good old-fashioned polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And I just realized I'm almost forgetting to play a record. I found another record during the week, and I set it aside to play on the show this week, and I've almost completely forgotten about it. But fortunately, here in the last couple of minutes, I remembered, and I grabbed it off this stack of records over here. And while you listen to Dick Rogers and his TV recording orchestra perform a delightful little number titled Sick, Sober, and Sorry, you can enjoy that while I get out my little spritz bottle of record cleaner and my record cleaning cloth, and I get this one that I just found in a box of old records scrubbed up here, and we'll give it a try. But in the meantime, here's Dick Rogers.
I met with a gal in Milwaukee. Oh, what a beautiful dream. We had three or four and then several more, and that's when I went off my beam. Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The jukebox so loudly was playing, each couple was having a ball. But all of those gals are sweethearts and pals, I'll bet I am sicker than all. Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. The clock on the wall said it's later, in fact it was 22:40. In spite of my pride, they kicked me outside, they locked and they bolted that door. Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had. Outside I was hailing a taxi, I got one this time without fail. It sported a star, I never got far, it was only two blocks to the jail. Sick, sober, and sorry, broke, disgusted, and sad. Sick, sober, and sorry, but look at the fun that I had.
That's Dick Rogers and his television recording orchestra. Says so right on the record. Sick, sober, and sorry. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Now, last week, I was digging through a great big box of grungy old records, and I rarely find an old-time record mixed in with just the general piles of records, because I've pulled out the old-time records over the years. But every now and then, I stumbled upon another one. And this is one of those, and it was pretty dirty, but it cleaned up pretty good here with a little spritz of record cleaner. We have the Harmony Kings Band, and this is the Jingle Tingle Polka. Thank you. is the Harmony Kings. That is the Jingle Tingle Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. On the way next, one of those good old standards from Frankie Yankovic.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Kebs Records in downtown Bowie. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Kebs Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bowie. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Kebs Records, downtown Bowie.
All right, let's get back to work here. What the heck is going on? I'm trying to get some records sorted out here. I'm doing three things at the same time. Oh, yeah, I promised you. Frankie Yankovic, everybody knows this one, just because.
Just because you think you're so pretty. Just because you think you're so hot. Just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got. You caused me to spend all my money. You laughed and called me old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you. Just because
Frankie Yankovic, and just because here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. We get together every week here if you're just discovering us, and we spin old-time records on the radio. So glad to have you along for another show. Now, this next one, this is a toughie to introduce. because the label is dark red and it has black printing on it in very little bitty letters, and I can't see it when it's on the turntable, so I wrote it down over here. And they're tough names to say on top of it. It's the I'm Proud to Be Polish Polka, Teresa Zapolska, with the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. You think I got that right? I don't know, but anyway, here it is.
We have Chopin, Kościuszko, Pułaski, Curie, Paderewski, Piłsudski, and such. With their great minds so strong, we are proud to belong to ancestors who've given so much. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none. Every foe we will teach all to know that our bloodline is linked with the best. I'm proud to be Polish, I'm proud as can be. I am proud of the work we have done. I'm proud to be Polish, just look back and see that as Poles we are second to none.
There you go. See, even if I can't pronounce it, I can still play it, no problem. Proud to be Polish Polka, Teresa Zapolska with the Frank Wojnarowski Orchestra. I think I got it that time. Anyway, we'll see. I think we could jam in one more record here. I have been trying the last few shows to squeeze in an extra record at the end, and it's just not quite been working. I've had to cheat a little bit, and I'm not doing that this week. So I think we're going out on this one. This is the Ample Tones, A-M-P-O-L, the Ample Tones, not to be confused with the Ample Airs, by the way, and the Unsuspecting Love Polka.
It is so hard to understand just why you love me. I just have never treated you the way I should. And you are always there just when I need you, darling. But there is someone there who stole my heart away. Let me be the one you sometimes come and talk to, and I will try my best to be there when I can. I can't explain just how I really feel about you. Anytime you have to leave, I'll understand. We'll be right back. have been so unsuspecting, darling. It just has been so many years since we first met. And now I realize just how you feel about me. What I am saying, dear, is love me when you can.
All right, they are called the Ample Tones. I get confused. I want to say the Ample Airs, the Unsuspecting Love Polka, here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. And yeah, I'm not going to try to find a song that's like a minute and a half long to jam in here at the end. That never seems to work out for me. So what the heck, we're gonna tie the ribbons on that with this show, as they say. Man, oh man, we'll get it figured out, won't we?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, A World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week with another exciting show. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!